Welcome to Progressive Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Max Kepler. Batting second. The shortstop, Jorge Polanco. Batting third. The designated hitter, Nelson Cruz. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Luis Arraez. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mitch Garver. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Marwin Gonzalez. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Miguel Sano. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jake Cave. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jonathan Schoop. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jose Berrios. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting second. The second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting third. The designated hitter, Carlos Santana. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bobby Bradley. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jose Ramirez. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jake Bowers. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Greg Allen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Kevin Plawecki. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Tyler Naquin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Shane Bieber. And now, play ball. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kepler strikes out swinging. 1 out. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Polanco hits a ground ball towards first. Bradley fields it and makes the out, unassisted. 2 outs. Nelson Cruz is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cruz hits a line drive, base hit into left field. Luis Arraez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Arraez hits a fly ball towards left. Bowers makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lindor hits a pop-up, foul, off the third baseline. Arraez makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kipnis hits a line drive deep towards right center field. Cave is there to make the catch. 2 outs. Carlos Santana batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. That is 4. Santana is on with a walk. Bobby Bradley is at the plate with a count of 3-0. That is 4. Bradley is on with a walk. Santana moves to second. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ramirez hits a ground ball into right field. That will be extra bases. Ramirez is safe at second with a double. Santana scores. Bradley moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Jake Bowers is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bowers hits a fly ball towards left. Gonzalez makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mitch Garver is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Garver strikes out swinging. 1 out. Marwin Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Gonzalez hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Miguel Sano is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Sano strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Jake Cave is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cave softly hits a ground ball towards first. Bradley fields it and makes the out, unassisted. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Greg Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Allen is called out on strikes. One out. Kevin Plawecki is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Plawecki hits a pop-up towards second. Shoup makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Naquin hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Naquin is safe at second with a double. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lindor is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindor hits a pop-up, in foul territory, off the first baseline. Sano makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jonathan Shoup is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Shoup hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Shoup is out. One out. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kepler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kepler softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Kepler is out. Two outs. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Polanco is 0 for 1 in the game. Polanco hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Polanco is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kipnis is 0 for 1 in the game. Kipnis hits a ball towards third. Ariz can't make the play in time. Kipnis gets a base hit. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Santana is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Santana hits a fly ball towards left. Gonzalez makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bradley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bradley strikes out swinging. Two outs. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ramirez hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Ramirez is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Nelson Cruz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cruz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cruz is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Ariz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ariz is 0 for 1 in the game. Ariz hits a fly ball towards right. Naquin is there to make the catch. Two outs. Mitch Garver is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Garver is 0 for 1 in the game. Garver strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Bowers is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bowers is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowers hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Bowers is safe at second with a double. Greg Allen is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Bowers scores. It's 2 to nothing, Indians. Kevin Plawecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Plawecki is 0 for 1 in the game. Plawecki hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Plawecki is out. Allen moves to second. One out. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naquin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Naquin hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Allen scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lindor is 0-for-2 in the game. There goes Naquin, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Lindor strikes out swinging. Naquin moves to third. Two outs. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kipnis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kipnis strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Marwin Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right center field. That will be extra bases. Gonzalez is safe at second with a double. Miguel Sano is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sano is 0-for-1 in the game. Sano is called out on strikes. One out. Jake Cave is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cave is 0-for-1 in the game. Cave hits a fly ball towards center. Allen makes the catch for the out. Gonzalez moves to third. Two outs. Jonathan Shoup is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Shoup is 0-for-1 in the game. Shoup hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Shoup is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Santana batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Santana is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. That is ball 4. Santana is on with a walk. Bobby Bradley is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bradley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bradley is called out on strikes. One out. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a fly ball towards center. Kepler makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Bowers is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bowers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bowers strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kepler is 0-for-2 in the game. There's a wild pitch. Kepler is on first. One out. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Polanco is 0-for-2 in the game. Polanco hits a ground ball to second. There's the throw to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Nelson Cruz is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cruz strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Zach Little replaces Jose Berrios as pitcher. Greg Allen is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Allen hits a line drive deep towards left. Gonzalez makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Plawecki is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Plawecki is 0-for-2 in the game. Plawecki hits a fly ball towards right. Cave is there to make the catch. Two outs. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Naquin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Naquin hits a line drive deep towards left. Gonzalez makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Ariz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ariz is 0 for 2 in the game. That is ball 4. Ariz is on with a walk. Mitch Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Garver is 0 for 2 in the game. Garver is hit by the pitch. Ariz moves to second. Garver is on first. Marwin Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gonzalez hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Ariz scores. Garver moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Miguel Sano is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sano is 0 for 2 in the game. Sano hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Garver moves to third. Gonzalez moves to second. Jake Cave is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cave is 0 for 2 in the game. Cave is hit by the pitch. Garver scores. Gonzalez moves to third. Sano moves to second. Cave is on first. It's 3-2, Indians. Jonathan Shoup is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shoup is 0 for 2 in the game. Shoup strikes out swinging. One out. Oliver Perez replaces Shane Bieber as pitcher. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kepler is 0 for 3 in the game. Kepler hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Gonzalez scores. Sano moves to third. Cave moves to second. It's Twins, 3, Indians, 3. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Polanco is 0 for 3 in the game. Polanco strikes out swinging. Two outs. Adam Simber replaces Oliver Perez as pitcher. Nelson Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cruz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cruz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Trevor May replaces Zach Little as pitcher. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lindor is 0 for 3 in the game. Lindor hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Lindor is out. One out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kipnis strikes out swinging. Two outs. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Santana hits a drive into right field. That ball is out of here. A solo home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Bobby Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bradley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bradley strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jake Bowers moves from left fielder to first baseman. Oscar Mercado replaces Bobby Bradley as left fielder batting fourth. Luis Ariz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ariz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ariz hits a fly ball into right center field. That will be extra bases. Ariz is safe at second with a double. Mitch Garver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Garver is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Garver softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Garver is out. One out. Marwin Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gonzalez hits a line drive deep towards center. Allen makes the catch for the out. Ariz moves to third. Two outs. Miguel Sano is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sano strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tyler Duffy replaces Trevor May as pitcher. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a fly ball towards left. Gonzalez makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Bowers is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Bowers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bowers hits a fly ball towards left. Gonzalez makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Allen is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Allen strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Brad Hand replaces Adam Simber as pitcher. Ehire Adrianza pinch hits for Jake Cave batting 8th. Ehire Adrianza is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Adrianza hits a ground ball towards 2nd. Kipnis bobbles the ball. Adrianza reaches on the error. Adrianza is on 1st. Jonathan Shoup is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Shoup is 0-for-3 in the game. Shoup strikes out swinging. One out. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Kepler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kepler strikes out swinging. Two outs. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Polanco is 0-for-4 in the game. Polanco strikes out swinging. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Progressive Field in Cleveland.